People wonder what your inspirations are, and I don't think that anybody is directly inspired by anything, or very rarely. I think the thing is, you have a couple of things bubbling away in your head, and suddenly, as if from nothing, out pops something new. Now, in this case, there was the re-release of one of my very favourite movies from the 1950s, a film called The Incredible Shrinking Man. And then there was also a conversation I had with a friend in which he confided that, as he put it, for me, the 1970s were a bit of a blur. So here's a tribute to good people. Not those who copped out or opted out, but those for whom decades are no more than a bit of a blur. I called this one Free Fall. One day, bumbling about his normal business, he fell through the net of indeterminacy into the great interstices of the earth. So softly did it happen, he alighted like down, or a sycamore seed, coming to rest in its native habitat, mothered, smothered. He came to lie where grey tracts of frozen rock were woven like hair. The winds lifted him upon temperate dust, where a falling needle or a hiatus on a pinhead was an avalanche. And high, beyond sight on some plateau or eyrie, an Olympian wristwatch told the judgment of recumbent gods. Beneath the luciferous glow of falling light, a crushed grocery receipt might wheeze and groan, possessed by orgasms even after death. Concerning his tumble, the critics had no doubt. He felt as little pain as a breaking branch, blissfully free of memory, grasping only how convivial it was to be truly anonymous. When he slipped from us, he was smiling as broadly as a melon, and every bit as sincere. Fresh witnesses affirmed he seemed beyond reproach. The rope that tugged from birth to his demise he'd embroidered appropriately, without undue extravagance, and certainly without sensibility. Like a clattering loop of Super 8, his brain recycled its final caption, a sparking punchline sashaying forever as his once living clay turned silty, unaware that normal service could scarcely be resumed.